My father was the keeper of the Eddystone Light, and he slept with the mermaid one fine night. Out of this union there came three, a porpoise and a pogey, and the other was me.
Yah-ha-oh, the wind blows free, off our life on the rolling sea.
One night on deck when the moon was dim, I was singing a verse from the evening hymn. And a voice from the starboard shouted high, there was me mother sitting on a buoy.
Yah-ha-oh, the wind blows free, oh, for a life on the rolling sea.
Oh, what has become of my children three? My mother then she asked of me. One's exhibited as a talking fish, and the other was served in a chafing dish.
Yah-ha-oh, the wind blows free, off for a life on the rolling sea.
A phosphorus flashed in her seaweed hair, when I looked again, my mother wasn't there. A voice came echoing out of the night, to hell with the keeper of the Eddystone Light.
Yah-ha-oh, the wind blows free, all for a life on the rolling sea.
There are so many songs written about the fellas going off to war, but there are very, very few songs written about the poor women who have left behind. This next song is about the girls who were left behind in Ireland during one of the wars where the Irish went off to fight in Spain, and the girls were left behind. It's called the Bantry Girls' Lament. While they're tuning, I'll do you a little poem that's appropriate to it. It's a translation from the Irish by Dr. Douglas Hyde. It says, my grief on the sea, how the waves of it roll. For they heave between me and the love of my soul, abandoned, forsaken to grief and to care. Will the sea never waken relief from despair?
I don't think they're tuned up yet. And since we are being immortalized by this recording tonight, I'd like to tell you about another couple we knew in Ireland. And they had lived through matrimony, which is the sweet, sour relationship, as you know. And they were married for about 35 years. And she died. And he was truly sad. And had a wake for her. They had a little drink at the wake. And the friends of the couple carry the coffin to the cemetery. One of them staggered when they got near the gates of the cemetery and banged the coffin against the gate. And when they straightened up and went to proceed, they heard this little from inside the coffin. They took off the cover and there she was alive. They gave her a drink and she was as good as new. And they went back to their love-hate relationship, marriage. And 5 years later, she died again. And again, he had a wake for her. And again, the friends were carrying the coffin to the cemetery. This time, when they got near the gates, he came up to the boys and he said, careful of the gates, boys, careful of the gates.
The Bantry Girls' Lament.